From the Health and Wealth Desk at KBIA, I'm Jacob Fenston. In this weekly update,
our message is there's a gender equity gap. And when we close that, everyone benefits. And we can't look at that as just a women's issue.
Margaret Eaton is board president of the Women's Policy Alliance. Earlier this month, the group released its first ever report on Missouri's gender gap.
Women still make less money than men. Women still are not promoted as often as men, even if they're qualified.
62% of working-age women have jobs, but they still earn just 74 cents on the dollar compared to men. But that disparity varies by region. In some rural counties, women earn fully half of what men do. The report also looks at healthcare. Kristen Metcalf-Wilson helped prepare that section.
Women's lives, especially if they're more often single head of household, so trying to juggle responsibility of caring for a child or children in the home, trying to maintain a position in the workforce or continuing their education, their health care takes the back seat.
The numbers show disparities by county. Deaths from breast cancer, hospitalizations for diabetes, infant mortality rates, these are all significantly higher in poorer rural counties.
Okay, we're going to get started. Thank you for coming.
The group presented the report at a press conference in the state capitol and gave every lawmaker a copy.
We have greatly needed this information.
Stacy Newman, a Democrat who represents part of St. Louis County. She says the data will at least help start the conversation on closing the gender gap.
You know, this is not just something hypothetical. This is not, speculation. This is hardcore data. This is up to date, and we can all use it.
And you're a woman lawmaker here in the Missouri State Capitol, and there aren't a lot of you.
There are actually 40 of us in the House out of 163.
Why do you think it's important to have... Do you think it's important to have parity?
Of course. And this is something, again, that I've been working on for most of my political career, is trying to encourage and support women to run for legislative office. We deal with, gender issues almost daily in almost every committee, and issues that are specific to women's lives, women's backgrounds. We need that women's voice.
Women voters outnumber men across the state, both in voter registration and turnout. But the people who represent them in Jefferson City are mostly men. In the House, it's about 3/4. In the Senate, there are just 6 women.
I don't know that it's intentional.
Representative Jill Shoup, also a Democrat from St. Louis County.
I've noticed on the floor and in committee that oftentimes the men who, again, most of the people here are men, so more chairs of committees are men, that they treat women differently. And again, I don't think it's done intentionally, but it is what goes on. And I see it in all kinds of venues here in the Capitol.
The percentage of women in the Missouri legislature has barely changed over the past 10 years, and it's almost exactly the same as the national average among other states. But it is better than the ratio in Washington, where just 17% of members of Congress are women. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.